This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind here. That is the point of Free Talk Live. So to start things out here tonight, if we get a chance, I do want to talk about the Pope, who came out this week and apparently, allegedly said there was no hell, but then the Vatican came out and said, uh-uh, that's not what he said. So we can talk about that. But Mark, you've been following these statue takedowns since, what was it, August of last year when it really kind of started to...
Well, it's been going on, so the demands to have statues taken down were going on for a pretty long time.
Yeah, but they actually started taking statues down, like mobs of people, around August of last year, like right around the Charlottesville racist / Antifa war that happened.
Yeah, there's some great video of some kids at a university. I couldn't tell you which one it is, college, university, I'm not sure which. And they basically just destroy a bronze statue of, I think, just a Confederate soldier, right? Bronze statue, Confederate, and I'm sure they felt really great destroying the statue. I'm reminded of the people that were destroyed the Saddam Hussein statue.
Right.
People that didn't have the guts to do anything about their corrupt ruler up to that point were all very happy to yank down his statue. So, to me, it's all sort of interesting to keep an eye on.
Well, it's symbolic. You know,
it's symbols
are important.
Statues are symbols.
Right. People in the takedown of such a thing is, you know, that means something to some people, and they feel very strongly about it.
And one thing I said regarding these statues is, I'm willing to talk about taking statues down, but in any discourse, there's compromise. What are you guys willing to give? Where are we going to... let's talk about this. And my prediction was, you can't stop with just Civil War statues. Sure, there's a good argument that Civil War statues were erected in order to, show... racial power in certain times in U.S. history, mainly the 1900s. But there are people, historic people, that are responsible for the founding of this nation who owned slaves. And basically, everybody ignored my statement regarding that, because I made it multiple times. Look, George Washington owned slaves.
Right.
Look, Thomas Jefferson, who's on the $2 bill. George Washington on the $1, Thomas Jefferson on the $2.
The $2's a better bill.
Both owned slaves. I'm running through the bills right now in my mind trying to come up with Andrew Jackson slaughtered the Indians. Abraham Lincoln didn't free a single slave in his lifetime. There's all kinds of things you can say about these people. I believe Ulysses S. Grant actually owned slaves too, if I'm not
the head
wrong.
Of the Northern Army?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And obviously these guys had to change things when the politics of the war, which wasn't really about ending slavery. The secession, I believe, was about slavery.
Mm.
But the war itself was, at least the north side of the war.
Well, wasn't the secession partially about slavery and partially about taxation and independence?
Sure, there were all those things. The South really could have taken care of the taxation issues and the states' rights issues by getting rid of slavery if it wanted to. Right, they could have said, "Hey, these intolerable acts, or I can't remember what they're called. They're not called the intolerable acts, but anyway, this extra taxation that the industrialized North's putting on the agrarian South, they're unfair, and we'd like to see them done away with. If we could just get rid of this, we're willing to put up slavery. You get rid of these taxes, that would have taken care of that issue. So slavery really is the pivotal issue in the South secession, but for the North." Lincoln clearly stated that if he if it took not freeing a single slave to get the Union put back together, he was down for that. So you can't say
he said that.
Yeah,
yeah,
very clearly, unequivocally.
They don't teach you that in school.
He stated it and like restated it in the within the same sentence. So yeah, I mean that's what they mean. That basically it was about keeping the Union together. So the
that's
North
power. That's what it was about. Power.
Yeah, it's about power and that sort of thing. So anyway, going on.
Fast forward to today with the. George Washington apparently had a church, and...
Nope, this isn't the George Washington story. I got that one for the next segment. Right now, Hofstra University, Time Magazine, March the 28th. You don't get much newer than this. It's like 3 days old. I mean, we're talking about statues here, so news, three-day-old news is hot off the presses when it comes
to
statues.
Hofstra, highly leftist school in New York.
I don't know if it's highly leftist, but all right.
It's in New York, so I'm figuring that
it's
it is.
It's on Long Island, really close to the city. Yeah. So, but, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, every university is highly leftist.
Sure.
Unless you're talking about these religious schools sitting in the Bible Belt.
Yep.
Anyway, it says some students at New York's Hofstra University want a Thomas Jefferson statue removed because Jefferson was a slave owner who believed black people were inherently inferior to whites. Both of those statements... completely true. Let's see. This is a student named Jalani Owens started a change.org petition demanding that administrators take the University of Long Island and remove the statue, no longer display it on campus. Owens and other student activists are planning a Friday protest that should have gone off yesterday. And although he wrote that all men are created equal, Jefferson owned more than 600 slaves over the course of his life. Jefferson believed that black people and white people could never live peacefully together because black people were racially inferior. Hofstra's,
but yet he had sex with one of them, at least one.
Yeah, right? He basically was married to one of his slaves. Yeah, basic. I mean, function.
How could he hold those divergent viewpoints? Like, on one hand, saying that we can't live together, but then live together.
Well,
maybe he changed over
time. Are you
asking
me to defend this?
Is it possible that he... No, I'm just asking generally. Sure. Is it possible that he changed over time? Or did he always hold these sort of divergent beliefs?
Look, if you believe... You can believe that a group of people are inferior and still think that some outliers are great in some ways or another. I mean, I guess I'm not here to defend racism.
I'm not asking you to. Yeah. I wasn't asking about racism. I was just asking, you know, how somebody could hold, you know, those beliefs. And I guess you've given one possible explanation.
I think people hold people are very good at holding divergent beliefs.
Good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. If you want to jump in, you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. James is on the line calling from England. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
You are on the radio, James.
Hello.
Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, squandering his appearance
Hello.
In front of hundreds of thousands
Hello.
Of people.
Anyway, so my prediction has come true, and I suspect it will go much farther. This happens all the time. Revolutionary organizations want to change history. They have to change history in order to get what they want done. And fundamentally, that's what's going to happen here in the United States. You're going to find that essentially the United States was founded in a time when slavery was legal. England, far bigger perpetrator of sort of slavery and those sorts of things in many, many European countries than the United States was. The slave trade only existed for a couple of decades while the United States was an actual country. Mm. Certainly, the owning of slaves went on for more decades more than that, but the actual slave trade itself, there weren't new people being brought in as slaves for very long. I think it was 17 years or something. I'd have to look that up. I wasn't prepared to say that exactly. So, if you want to lay blame, then there's other countries to lay blame to and that sort of thing. But the founding fathers, in many cases, owned slaves. And slavery, at a time when... And this is true. In 1815, 85% of the U.S. population, not a poor country, 85% were below the poverty level by the standards that we would use today. I mean, you know, getting their water from holes in the ground and, you know, no indoor plumbing and all these things. So you're talking about poor people. And labor distribution, although slavery is abhorrent, labor distribution really sort of sucked at that time. So it was a reality. How are we going to deal with that reality today? Are we going to tear down all the statues of all the people who owned slaves ever and just be left with the ones who didn't?
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, We've got Discord. It's an online chat platform where you can chat in text and in voice form. And there's actually an on-air call-in line room there on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop in there, and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. We've started the show with, Mark, a couple of stories that you've got. One about Hofstra University. They're going to, or have already, I'm not sure which one, take down a Thomas Jefferson statue.
There's a student movement to have a Thomas Jefferson statue removed.
I see. So the school... Have they commented on this yet? Have they, you know, the dean or whoever it is that's in charge said anything?
The Hofstra administrator said in a statement that they look forward to continuing a civil exchange of ideas and perspectives on the subject.
So, I do want to tell you about Liberty.menu. It is for libertarians. It's for voluntarists. It's for liberty-loving anarchist people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It is a menu of businesses and events and also digital content. You, if you're a creator, if you're a service provider, if you make a product and you want to sell it to other libertarians or give it to other liberty-minded people, you should be listed up on liberty.menu. You go there. It's completely free to list your business or businesses. There's not a limit on what you can list there. There are upgrades that you can buy if you would like to give some money to the site. But to start, it's completely free. So head on over to liberty.menu, and you can also leave reviews and ratings, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect there too. And if you use code FTL, you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. We go to your calls and thoughts. First up, it's Eddie. He's in Portsmouth, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was telling a guy that I went to the you know, in Portsmouth here, we've got the big monument, the Confederate monument, and a couple groups want to tear it down. And I was out there at the protest, and I asked the guy who was in the lead, why do you want to tear it down? And basically he said, demographics have changed in Portsmouth, and now there's more black than white. And it's a personal issue to them. And I said, well, what happens if the demographics change? Like, for example, in Norfolk, where we want to tear down, say, the whites overpopulated the blacks, and we want to tear down the Martin Luther King statue.
That would be pretty offensive.
We've got to draw the line. Just because you're the majority don't mean you can tear down part of our history. And have you ever won a Super Bowl? And I said, of course not. And he says, well, that monument is a Super Bowl. He says, and y'all lost.
That's an interesting analogy. I'm not sure if I agree with it.
I'm not sure what y'all are.
It's our history. Okay. And it's a memorial to people who died that they believed in what they believed in, whether we agree with it now or not.
Yeah, I mean, history can be and is an ugly thing. You know, it's been a rough ride to get to where we are today, and it will likely continue to have, life will have difficult circumstances. And whether or not everybody agrees with the statue, that'll almost never happen, right? Like, there's going to be somebody, anytime a statue gets put up, somebody's not going to like it. You know, even if it's a statue of an artist or something like that, there's going to be somebody out there who absolutely hates that artist, or that artist was a misogynist, or that artist was whatever. There's always going to be more than one side to these things. And that's why private property is so important. If it's private property, then you should be able to put up whatever darn statues you want. If it's on public property, then it becomes this conflict where you have people that are just constantly fighting over the way the public property should look and what is on that public property. So I think that would be a solution, but of course nobody's going to propose it.
Well, I'd say this.
One interesting note, Portsmouth Monument on Court Street is owned by the Daughters of Confederacy, and that's why it's not been torn down.
Is it on private property? It is on private property.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well then good. Yeah. And it shouldn't be torn down.
You should be able to erect whatever a statue you want, whether highly offensive or bland as heck, on your own property. I certainly wouldn't have any arguments with that.
If the city comes after it, then that is an absolute outrage, and they deserve to be sued and lose heavily in court if they come after a statue on private property.
I would say a statue
First Amendment violation.
On public property is probably something that needs to be addressed by the voters, and that it should be put up for bid if people want to have the statue, then they can have it, and they can put it wherever they want.
Somewhere else,
right?
Yeah.
They buy it and put it where you want to put it.
Eddie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. We've got Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Dave.
I was just calling about the Thomas Jefferson question
yeah.
that you had about the divergent views, and I think that the divergence was in the reality that he was living in, the time, the culture, versus the ideal that he was writing about. So he can recognize, on one hand, that this is a man standing in front of me, but he can also recognize that he's from, at the time anyway, an inferior culture where the education was low and they were used as cattle, and it's awful.
That's just an opinion. I mean, just for somebody to say it's an inferior culture, there might be other people who say that this culture is inferior from their perspective. So,
sure, it would depend on how you would rate a culture. But
that's almost like saying there isn't a hot. Is something hot?
It depends on
if it isn't ultimate. If it isn't ultimately hot, is it not
still
hot?
For some people, something that's hot isn't as hot.
I don't want to argue definitions.
Somebody that works in a kitchen, for instance, is used to touching hot things, and it's not the same for them.
Look, people are going to have preferences.
I'm just trying to answer from his perspective and what he might have been. Those divergent views about those people and their culture and how they will not mix with our culture, but then at the same time with a pen and look into the future and realizing what could be, this is ideally how you view it. All men are created equal, recognizing he is a man. And if given the same opportunities, he will create great things. I think he knew that, but he was also living in a time when that wasn't the case. So
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts and appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I largely agree with what Dave said. I would also challenge you or anyone who said that, there's no such thing as a better or worse culture to say if cultures are different.
I said it depends on your perspective.
It certainly depends on your perspective. Absolutely. I mean, you know, somebody who's from a particular culture is going to find that culture better for whatever
generally.
Particular reasons.
Yeah.
Whether that culture, I don't know. Eats living people, right? Or,
eats dogs or something.
Right. Does child sacrifices into volcanoes. Yeah. I think that at some point or another, somebody has to be able to step back and say, all right, we've got different cultures, and these are the good things about this one. These are the good things about this one. These are the good things about this one. We should probably try to incorporate the good things and get rid of the bad things.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'd go ahead and say slavery, which is cross-cultural,
bad thing,
nearly global in its existence, and it hasn't gone away.
No.
That slavery is something we should probably get rid of in the human experience.
I hope to see it happen in my lifetime. That'd
be
nice.
The idea of human rights, the idea that people should have self-actualization, lots of these things. These are good ideas, and so I'm not gonna dance around and say, well, you know, that culture might be just as good. Nope, I don't believe that concept.
Okay, toll-free number here tonight: 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The latest news headlines about Bitcoin from around the world are available to you anytime you want them over at news.bitcoin.com. And I'll give you a quick headline here. It's on sale. Bitcoin has dropped in price over the last 48 hours or so. And last I looked, it was hovering at around $7,000 per Bitcoin. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get into cryptocurrency. But first,
you could buy, you know, 0.01 and put $70 in Bitcoin and
you totally can.
Watch it go up.
Hopefully watch it go up. There's no guarantee, Mark, that it will go up, but over time it has trended to go up. And so hopefully we'd like to see that continue. It's definitely down a little bit from what it was a couple months ago, so now might be a good time to check it out. Start learning about it. Go to Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can find the basics about cryptocurrency, about Bitcoin, that which started the entire craze that we're seeing. Some people are saying that this year, 2018, is going to hearken in more institutional money into Bitcoin, more of these large-scale investor groups or whatever might be buying some cryptocurrency. And, of course, the prediction is that the more people get involved, the more people that invest in crypto and Bitcoin, the higher the price will tend to go over time.
Yeah.
Seems like a reasonable prediction, but again, anything can happen. So go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. And if you're way past the basics and you want to get news headlines, news.bitcoin.com. You want to jump into their mining pool, you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. And there's so much more there. Go check it out when you get a chance. So we go back to the phones. To the fun here, we're talking about the PC movement to take down statues. Some people find some statues, usually of people who had owned slaves, or some sort of commemoration of people from the South, the Confederacy, to be offensive, and they formed movements to take them down. You started, Mark, by telling us about Hofstra University in New York on Long Island, where there's a student group that is angling to have a Thomas Jefferson statue taken down. They have not been successful at this point. There's discussions that are ongoing in the school. There's more. You've got a different story. We can get into that about George Washington and his church. But first, to your calls and thoughts. Frank is in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Frank.
How are you, sir?
Hey, great. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You're doing a great job, and even you are leaving out a couple of points.
Okay,
one of which is that this country was an English colony for more than 150 years before we were the United States. For all but the first 12 years of that, we had slavery. We know the slaves came from Africa, but no one ever talks about how they got here. They got here on English, Spanish, French, and New England ships. Harvard University was founded on money from rich people who made that money in the slave trade. There are statues of the men on the Ivy League campuses that donated money that they made in the slave trade.
If you want
to take down Thomas Jefferson in New York, are you going to take down those statues and close those Ivy League institutions as well?
Good question.
Right, and that really is the question here. I mean, so if we, all right, so we're going to take down these Civil War statues. And look, okay, I'm fine. As a Southerner, I say if you're going to take down the South's Civil War statues, you need to take down the North's too.
And hell yeah, man.
So let's take them guys down.
I wanted to take down that statue in Central Square for years of that Union soldier.
Right, I see a Yankee standing
in the thing, sir.
Well, just a second. I've got points to make. So I see a Yankee stand in the middle of Town Square in New Hampshire, and I want that statue down as bad as anybody. Fine, I'm willing to trade. Let's go. But then once you take down the Confederates and the Yankees, now what? Well, we've got these founders, and they own slaves. Washington, Jefferson, that's some big guys. And now, as you point out, they've got these people, that no one really knows who have statues on these Ivy League schools. Gonna have to take all those down. Well, the buildings themselves were built with the money from the slave trade. Are we going to have to tear down all those buildings? What about the learning that goes into them? Wait a second. There's other buildings that aren't on these universities, and slavers lived in those buildings. Like, it just keeps going.
Crazy.
Go right ahead.
Frank, did you say you had one more point?
Sir.
Yeah.
In addition, I'd just like to add, I am a Vietnam-era war veteran. We lost that war. It was an unpopular war. Do we take down a Vietnam wall? Because some people don't like that. In Virginia, we have a law on the books that protects all war monuments, including Confederate and Union. And this is why they cannot be taken down, even on public property, and for no other reason. And
Frank,
if you let the Confederate statues come down, you are absolutely right. They'll find fault with some other war, some other part of history.
I can find fault with all the wars. I mean, hey, thanks for the call, Frank. Great points. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us.
Vietnam War, blacks were disproportionately sent to the front lines to fight. And, not very fair. Muhammad Ali decided that he would rather go to prison than to go fight what he called a white man's war. And I think there's some good argument that it was a white man's war. I think that the better argument is that old men talk while young men die. I like that quote a bit better, which is that the, wishy-washy politicians in Washington, D.C., who were actually responsible for the loss of the Vietnam War, no soldier out there lost the Vietnam War. The war would actually been won, and then the politicians gave it away, essentially. But regardless, all that's here nor there. It's the politicians that senselessly throw away the lives of our young people. And, during the Vietnam War, they were senselessly throwing away the lives of young black men.
All
but
right.
In World War II, they wouldn't let them fight for their country.
Let's go to Carlos. He's in Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Carlos.
Thank you very much for bringing this topic up tonight.
Sure.
It gets to a place where they want to tear these statues down, and you ask them the question, without the statues, where are people going to learn about what took place in history? Their argument is in the textbooks.
Yep.
I can tell you from teaching social studies, at both 7th and 8th grade, because of the number of things that have to be covered, there is so much that is left out about this point in history like when Thomas Jefferson wrote his first draft of the Declaration of Independence, he specifically stated to do away with slavery.
Ah, yeah. I think I recall that, yeah.
Unfortunately, the South, in particular a representative from South Carolina, last name is Rutledge, said point blank, we will hold the South hostage until that part is removed from the Declaration. And yes, you can find places. And I want to warn people that when they go to research this information and use Google, Google has become so politically correct and grasped so much to the progressive side, I guess you would say, that you don't find a bunch of this stuff. Unless you decide to go to the Monticello page that is set up for Jefferson's home, you don't find out that he was totally against slavery on one hand, wrote against it in the Declaration of Independence. But yes, even though he was against slavery, he had slaves to be able to make his farm go, especially when he was away from Monticello.
And one thing that he probably had to ask himself is that if I, you know, if I free these people, what is there for them? Like, how are they going to just go and, you know, make life livable? And he probably didn't feel like he could afford to pay them to do the jobs that they were currently doing. And, you know, I mean, most people lived in poverty at the time. Obviously, selling them off, they're going to go to places where, in his opinion, I'm sure, they would have been treated worse. You know, there weren't a lot of great options. People were signing up for the Shakers in order to, you know, handle the winter up north. I mean, that's how bad it was, is plenty of people just couldn't even make it through winter.
Carlos, thank you for the call. Thanks for the perspective as a history teacher there. Appreciate that. I know that when I was in government history school, last thing I wanted to do was read any textbooks. So that wouldn't have gotten information across to me.
Have you ever heard those men on the street things? I mean, you know, where they ask people who fought in the Civil War.
Yeah.
They don't have any idea.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line chat room where there's a caller waiting. We're going to get to that here shortly. But for those that are unfamiliar, you can go and check out our Discord. There's over 540 registered users. And I did finally find out how to look and see how many of those people have actually come back. Like from, you know, they registered,
yeah,
but have they come back? And there is a way to see how many of them have been there within the last week and within the last month. And within the last week is about half. So
wow.
240 or something like that. Within the last week, it's like 137. So you know, there's well over...
Pretty busy chat room.
Yeah,
then.
There's a bunch of people in there every single night during the show and then before, during, and after. You can usually find folks in there talking about a variety of different topics. There's different rooms with different topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, and more. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. In fact, as I said, there's an on-air call-in line voice chat there, and that's where Anon is waiting on the line with us here in Alabama. Anon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you all tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was talking about the Confederate statues. I really feel they should be taken down.
Really?
When you look at the, you can see the Confederacy and look at historical documentation. For instance, the Confederate Constitution three times guaranteed the existence of the institution of slavery. It not only that, it said that any future states would have to be slave states as well. Huh. They were going to invade Brazil and Cuba and set up new plantations.
Really? Many of them escaped.
Correct.
Sort of escaped and went to Brazil and set up little colonies and that kind of thing. Some came back, some didn't.
Right, like the Gullahs in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at someone like Robert E. Lee, as a Southerner, I can say this. There's this lost cause sort of celebration of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really bear up any scrutiny. Robert E. Lee knew he was fighting for slavery. He had to have. He was the commanding officer of the army that was serving under a government who, I mean, the Civil War wasn't necessarily about slavery, but let's be honest, it was a major contributing factor.
No, I think I said exactly that on the air, and I'm willing to back that up. I would quibble a bit because that was we're talking about the 1800s, and the 1800s is full of wars. That comes to the mind the Charge of the Light Brigade in during the Crimean War, and where people would fight and die in just these lost causes. Because it was the honorable thing to do. I don't know why Robert E. Lee chose to support the South precisely, but I think that honor and it's a you know, it's a slippery concept. But I think honor was involved in it, whatever that might mean to him.
Well, you can't judge what they did then by today's standards. You can judge the consequences of their actions by today's
standards. But why take down the statues? I mean, that's what you opened your call with. Why do you want to see that happen?
I'm a white man married to a black woman. All right. We have children. I don't like the idea of having to take my kids past these things and explain to them that, I mean, and let's be honest here, as a direct result of slavery, it was been illegal. My wife had been married before the year 1955. That is a direct result of the institutions that these people chose to fight for and protect. It's like asking Jews to go past a Nazi statue. What did Germany do after the war? They learned. After World War I, they allowed resentment to fester until the famous stabbed in the back myth came about, that Jewish people had stabbed them in the back, and that's why they lost the war. What did they do after World War II? They tore it out. Because some things may be a legacy of history, but some things are a stain. The genocide of Native Americans, that is a stain.
Agreed. Obviously, slavery in this country as it existed is a stain. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I would say that, look, you know, I have a son, too. He's, you know, I'm not looking at this from the same standpoint as you might be. But I guess what I would say is when we go by, look, you know, here's some realities about what occurred during the Civil War. And, you know, these things really, really, really stunk. You know, he's clear on what slavery is now and why it, you know, what it occurred in American history and those kind of things and why it was bad and awful. And that, and it just makes me wonder, are we cutting out the opportunities to actually have those conversations? Because slavery exists today and it exists around the world in the chattel form, but it exists in the form of citizenship. Organizations called countries claim us, you, your children, your wife, as their own. And they claim the fruits of your labor. They claim your property. If you don't pay them your property taxes on a regular basis, they're going to take it from you. They claim you body and soul. If you're a United States citizen, you go outside of the country and you work, they still claim your labor outside of the country. So, I mean, you're not going to root that out without talking about what slavery is.
Well, that's completely true. I agree with you to a certain extent. I'm actually descended from people who are sharecroppers, which, as you said, is pretty much top of slavery.
Yeah, it's a better form of slavery.
But there are no monuments to, like, people who ran company stores. There are no monuments to
not many
usurious landlords.
There's probably a Henry Ford statue out there, and, you know, people have problems with him and, you know, that kind of thing. But
would you agree that we should just, if we're going to take down those statues, we should just go ahead and take down every military statue and every, you know, politician statue? Because these are essentially killers and, you know, liars and thieves.
I don't know. In my opinion, the Confederate monuments go beyond the person.
Okay.
It's the idea they represent.
Well, the idea that the politicians represent is that of the state, which is, as you were discussing, Mark, essentially slavery writ large, where the slaves kind of take care of themselves to some extent.
And you also understand, you know, there are people that want to keep these Confederate statues. So in order to, if you want something taken off the table, you have to be prepared to do the same yourself. I think the fair thing to do is, if you're going to pull down the Confederate statues, is to pull down the Yankee statues at the same time. But a lot of people aren't prepared to do that. They just want what they want, and they don't want to give on the subject at all. And kind of asking for a compromise is labeled as, reactionary or racist or whatever it is that they wish to label it as.
Yeah, well, I can see your point. I've actually never thought about this politician thing at all, actually, to be honest with you.
That's a good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Appreciate it.
Calling from Alabama, sounding great, by the way, on Discord.
That's why Discord's great.
It sounds awesome. So check out Discord.
I mean, he sounds like he's a guest in the studio.
He does. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. As I said, text chat, voice chat going there all the time. We go back to the regular phone calls where we've got Andrew. He's on the line in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. Hey. I just have a quick question. When all this started from the beginning, one of you guys made a comment that Lincoln never freed a slave. But did he not make a law to abolish it?
The Emancipation Proclamation?
Right.
Okay, so let me address that, if I may. Lincoln presided as president over, during the Civil War, over four states that had slavery: Maryland, Delaware, I'm not exactly sure which, I think it was like Kentucky. Anyway, there were four slave states that did not secede with the Union. He didn't free slaves in those states.
Didn't he also say he didn't
also
care?
The Emancipation Proclamation was very specific. It only freed the slaves in the states that had seceded. Now, Lincoln is president of the United States of America, not president of the Confederate States of America. So if Donald Trump issues a proclamation saying that there's a new minimum wage in Mexico, what has he done besides bloviate?
Andrew?
So you're saying that only applied to those certain states?
That's my understanding of history, and I have looked this up, yeah.
Okay. I wish the great call you had from the social studies teacher would have elaborated on that, too. I didn't understand what he exactly meant, though, that the one, can't remember the guy's name, that until Jefferson removed that line to abolish slavery, that they held South Carolina hostage or something?
Yep.
So, kind of went over my head.
Yeah, so there were several drafts of the Declaration of Independence. They were floated by the, I think, the First Continental Congress. Maybe it was the Second. I'm not sure. And they had to come to an agreement on what was going to be in there. The specificity on slavery was, oh, no, we can't do the whole Southern thing. First it was indigo was the first crop, and then it was cotton. But either way, they didn't feel like they could, from an agrarian standpoint, function without slavery. By the way, South did just fine without slavery post-Civil War from an agrarian standpoint, so it was proven out to not be necessary. However, the power brokers in the South are like, we're not gonna fight with you in this Revolutionary War if you don't do the things we want, and that's what they wanted.
Andrew, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, Lincoln was no hero to the slaves. They were a political pawn for him to keep the Union.
He presided over a war that killed more Americans than any other president in history.
And every other country in the world abolished slavery just sort of on their own through the market. We're coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.